Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the national media, all attacking me. They've gone and gotten our images of Obama as a fascist, and they posted it on the Drudge Report right next to a swastika being painted on a congressman's sign outside his local offices. And they admit it's two separate stories, but they put them right next to each other, knowing the idiot public will think I did this. And so I'm getting death threats right now from just well-meaning morons who think I'm a white supremacist. And it's just unbelievable, this country. I mean, the way they manipulate the public. Because they know the public doesn't even read articles. They just go off headlines. So a headline will say one thing, and then the article says another. They're really upset about the listeners of this show putting the Obama InfoWars.com posters up in commons areas and on power poles. It's totally legal and lawful. I think there might be a few towns where it's a misdemeanor or something, so be sure and follow your local rules. But everybody puts up lost cat, lost dog, yard sale stuff. Especially political speech is protected. And they're on the news. We've got the clips, the news clips, saying it should be illegal, I should be arrested, it's bad. Paul Watson, in closing, they are really coming after us right now. I mean, I know you've been listening the last few weeks. As I've been seeing all the pieces and saying they've got to come back with that mid-1990s demonization of militias and gun owners. And they did this in the 3 months before the feds bombed OKC, bombed themselves. And I just asked the feds and police, when your bosses kill you, minutes after the blast, remember who you saw. Follow people. Do the investigation. You'll be able to catch other compartments of the federal government or private mercs doing it. It's now come out that major mercenary arms were shipping arms in to the mercenaries. That's coming out in federal court. We told you they're blowing up the mosque and shooting our own troops. They will kill you. This is a multi-trillion dollar business, this police state. And there is no real army or real enemy. So they will occasionally... I hope the police and military understand this, Paul.
Yeah, the establishment's definitely salivating over the prospect that some nutcase, some, you know, 21st century Marinus van der Lubbe, some, you know, similar to the guy who shot up the Holocaust Museum, is going to create some kind of incident that they can exploit to demonize everybody. And we know that this is now their directed agenda based on the fact that this DHS report, which attacked gun owners, anti-abortion people, states' rights people, Ron Paul supporters, as domestic terrorists, you know, they call the alternative media domestic terrorists as well, was based on one guy doing 2 hours clicking around on the internet. Their main source is this kook website.
And that's the site that always says that there's trillions of dollars from some ambassador, that some woman from 9/11 was alive and arrested in Zurich. You know, or that there's shootouts on the subway in Chicago. It's all definitely disinfo.
Yeah, the DHS did no rudimentary research or investigation. They interviewed nobody. All they did was click around on some kook website for a couple of hours.
I don't think it's kook. I think that's done on purpose.
Then threw in some Southern Poverty Law Center links, some ADL links, and that's the foundation of their report. It's been completely discredited.
Well, they also go and find one semi-threatening thing on my website by a commenter, and they put it in there as if I said it. I'm just going to have to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. I just don't have time to sue all these liars. I'm not a Nazi. I'm not a space alien. I don't work for the Vatican. I didn't see Jesus sacrificed in a hologram. I don't believe in flying submarines. Paul Watson, great job. Keep it up at PrisonPlanet.com, okay?
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got 2 hours and 52 minutes left in this live transmission. In about 5 minutes, Steve Quayle is joining us to cover the latest flu pandemic information and how that's being used as the pretext for a takeover of the country and UN control worldwide. Major German newspapers and publications and TV news and radio news reporting cancer viruses in the flu vaccines. We'll be going over that. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the Associated Press, TV stations, they're all attacking me today. I told you the feds were going to come out and say that militias work with white supremacists and they're going to attack the government. And then the feds are going to attack themselves, just like Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag to crack down the public and arrest people and set up a police state. The feds did the same scripting before they bombed themselves in 95, and that's been confirmed in FBI documents. Now there's sworn affidavits from Larry Nichols. They are definitely coming after us, okay? And every time the Southern Poverty Law Center opens their mouth now, it's me. I'm their number one target now. They are coming after me, Ron Paul, and Oath Keepers. But first, Alex Jones. And you know why? Because I know what they're doing. I know their ball game, and it freaks them out. And when I keep pointing out to you that we know their ball game here at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, that's so people will pay attention to what we're saying and what we're doing. You see the big guns of the enemy going up against us. We are the challenge of the New World Order. I'm in God's hands. They don't want to kill me because that would underline everything I've said, everything I've done. just like the Southern Poverty Law Center, page after page, demonizing me. We've got it highlighted. Let's zoom in on this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers watching that aren't just listening on the radio. If they kill me, it'll underline my name, just like we've highlighted it here in the Southern Poverty Law Center report. Because we know about the cancer viruses and the vaccine, and now we're pushing it out in the mainstream news with top scientists. We know how to defeat them. We understand their ball game. We understand what they're doing. But that doesn't mean they still might not set me up or crush me. They're very bold. Like, I'm not challenging the elite to kill me. I know you don't care. I'm just laying out the facts here. And for most people in the government, most people in life, this is not good for us. 99% of us, this is not good for us. It's less than 1% that this corruption is beneficial for. There's 6,000 super gophers, super managers, the elite, Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, wrote a best-selling book last year, wrote articles for the Washington Post, world government, global carbon taxes, neo-feudalism, 6,000 elitists working for less than 20 families. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. And all these years we warned people, and they laughed at us and said we were kooks. Now it's all come true, our credibility shooting up at all-time highs. And I knew this Joker poster situation, well, when they said you're not allowed to, it's bad, it's racist to show Obama in a bad light, punch up my article that Paul Watson did where it shows Bush is the Joker, Bush is a vampire. The article's up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's exercising First Amendment now vandalism as corporate media attacks Obama Joker contest. Florida news station attempts to chill free speech and intimidate political activists by claiming that putting up flyers is a criminal offense. And then we have the flyers and news. There it is with Bush. Bush is a vampire. Bush is a joker. The Village Voice itself said it's okay to show Bush is a vampire, but not Obama. By the way, we had a big copy of that Village Voice poster. We bought one from the Village Voice hanging up in our office, the old office. Got lost in the move or somewhere in a box. But, you know, we're against these puppets, these New World Order people. So we criticize Bush. We criticize Obama. I make a film, The Obama Deception, and expose him as a puppet. But he enjoys lying to people. He enjoys reading off those teleprompters. He does make me sick. But he's still just a puppet, and I wish him no harm. The establishment knows this. Now, watch the newscast. Look at these women, the looks of concern. You know, they're talking about some gun owner getting arrested. They smile and say it's good. But if they're talking about the First Amendment, oh, it's so scary. And they finally got somebody somewhere to put one on a post office box. So they got to, oh, federal offense. And then color of law, blur the lines. They're experts at that and mix it in with, oh, and on power poles, you'll get arrested. You know, don't do it anywhere. But in the same article we've got right here, look at that. Lost cat. In fact, let's punch up the actual article if we can. Lost cat. Professional football franchises hiring. A yard sale. Are they going to arrest? Are they going to go to the yard sale and arrest them? See, this is ridiculous. So hundreds of people all over the world, from Ireland to California, from Texas to Moscow, are putting these up. And they're putting up Gordon Brown's and putting Infowars.com on it. And they're putting up Putin's and putting Infowars.com on it. They're putting up, I saw some Japanese version with Infowars. I don't even know who the guy is in the diet. The establishment is scared. So look at them. Oh, it's so scary. Doesn't matter that the Florida CPS has kidnapped tens of thousands of kids and admit 3,000+ are missing. Doesn't matter that Florida is totally corrupt and the government's collapsing and $23.7 trillion has been stolen. What matters is this Alex Jones. Here it is.
As we critique it. Barack Obama, they're being hung all over the city of Claremont, have many residents outraged.
Yeah, that's because the posters look like this, and whoever is posting them is using anything from staples to glue to do it. Eyewitness News this morning's Darlene Jones is live in Claremont. And Darlene, this is more than a political statement. It's vandalism.
It is vandalism. You can see that someone had stapled the signs to this utility pole here.
Stop right there.
Residents obviously upset about this.
See what they did yesterday is they went and found one on a post office box. And then the next day, it's now power poles. And that pole is covered with nails. If you look on it, everybody puts them up. Well, I bet everybody here has put a sign up for a garage sale or a lost dog or cat, or you find a dog. I mean, my wife's always sees some dog wandering around or some cat that's got a thing around its neck but no tag. She'll go around and put, arrest her. It's over. Going to prison. So, again, this is the chilling effect. But people are all on this local news site saying, we saw stuff, a bush as the devil, all over Florida. And who didn't see him? You know, you didn't care then. Again, these, the left is always worst about free speech. They love going after free speech. Here it is.
Them on the ground.
The posters are on street signs, telephone poles, and someone was bold enough to put them up on mailboxes at the Claremont's post office, which is a federal crime.
He looks so mean and gruesome and evil, and this is not something that you want to, as an American, to portray your president, no matter what you think. You know, it's that's very disrespectful.
The signs depict President Barack Obama as the Joker or clown. Residents have filed reports with the local police and called the city demanding they come down.
I'd like to know the person who's making all this payment, to tell you the truth, so they can get their at least part of the punishment.
Known radio talk show host and internet personality Alex Jones is encouraging people to videotape
the post. Did you hear that? Notice they slowed it down where I was blinking my eyes, made me look like I'm retarded. I mean, they got every trick in the book going here where they slow it down right where I'm blinking. So it's like, Alex Jones. I mean, you guys just... And then this guy says, I need to be arrested. The guy saying do this, he needs to be punished. This guy isn't even American. Listen to him. I mean, why did you come to this country? Probably because you lived in a police state somewhere, right? Where there's sewage running down the street? Hit pause on it. I mean, you know, I'm glad you're here, buddy, but, you know, don't try to destroy the Bill of Rights. It's the only thing protecting you. And this woman right here, she doesn't, I'm not going to play it all. It's up on InfoWars. We got three of them, and now there's national reports pouring in. And ladies and gentlemen, we do a contest. We say follow the laws, put them up where other posters are put up. Power poles, light poles, downtown areas where people put up other posters. But see, they don't care if you put up your rock band or your church or your lost cat or your yard sale or your hiring ad. Or, you know, that there's a hamburger place down the street. They only care about political messages. And it's so mean. You're not allowed to show him bad. Now, that's just our total American history and our spirit. So now somebody's faxing them in with swastikas on them, and I guarantee you that's somebody connected to the Southern Poverty Law Center or some group like that. I mean, they've been caught over and over again. Let's go to Steve Quayle. Steve, I got you on about the flu last week, but the whole police state and what's happening. I've got all these news reports demonizing myself, you, Ron Paul, countless other people. They are really getting scared right now. Meanwhile, major German publications, German TV, German radio, and Bild.de, one of their biggest, most prestigious magazines, about cancer viruses in the vaccine, top researchers. I mean, this is getting crazy. They are really concerned about us, Steve.
Well, they are, Alex, and I got to share something with you because I want to open my sharing with your listeners with a letter I got that's only a paragraph from a career police officer of 35 years who sent out your Obama deception videos to everybody he knows, including senators and congressmen. Now, let me read this to you, Alex, because this is critical. He said, thank you, Steve, so much for the program on Coast to Coast. You were so enlightening. I'm a police officer and have been so for 35 years. Everything you say is absolute truth. It's a shame the news media is bought off, and the only way you can get this info is through people like you and George that aren't afraid of the government. We have lost so many rights of citizens in this country, it's frightening. It's like the Hollywood movie, Wild in the Streets, made in the 60s, about when people get our age, they are euthanized. Here's what he says, Alex. I'm stockpiling ammo, food, because I truly believe when they finally take the guns away from the U.S. citizens, the next thing they will do is kill all law enforcement officers. There is no doubt in my mind that we'll go through the government computer bank and we'll get their names and addresses of all of us and destroy us and our families. He says, do not surrender your weapons ever. That's the only thing that's keeping us around as a country. I sent an email, the Obama deception, to everyone I know, including two senators and a congressman that I personally know. Every citizen should email that clip to their congressmen and senators.
Stay there, Steve. And for those that know about Stalin and Mao and Hitler and the East Germans and Castro, the first group they go after is the cops. And they kill about 30% on average. They put another 30, 40% in prison, and then 20% they keep on the payroll. But normally only a few years. So the first people they're going to go after you followed orders, is you. Good point. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We're going to get into the police state, the cancer viruses and the vaccines, mainstream German news. We're going to cover it all coming up today with Steve Quayle. And in the next hour, we're going to open the phones up for Steve Quayle at 1-800-259-9231. We're not opening them up till about 40 or 50 after. 1-800-259-9231. You can respond to anything you want to discuss. The demonization campaign against us, them coming out and saying, get ready for the militias to attack. That's your cue for the feds to bomb their own facilities. I mean, we are entering an incredible time. Steve, you're finishing up that police officer's letter. You said you have one more. I get a lot of these letters, too. In fact, the guys brought me in a great one yesterday. I never got to. But, yeah, people are really waking up, and that's good because the police are really starting to see what's happening. Go ahead.
Right. And, Alex, I want to make it clear. The time frame, we can't validate the fact that on the 22nd or 26th of August, there's going to be specifically a bank holiday. But when it's being talked about on multiple continents by multiple sources through multiple information sources, whether it's somebody who knows somebody, the friend of a friend stuff isn't what I'm interested in. It's the guys who are in banking and captains of banking and industry. That's what I'm concerned with.
Well, now, talking about a bank holiday may stop it, though, too.
Yes. Now, listen to this. Steve, and this is coming from someone very well connected, okay? Camp San Luis Obispo is training thousands of snipers for civilian unrest and to aid the police. I know this from people that are in that. I'm kind of paraphrasing so I don't give anybody's, give them away in that sector. He said that, listen to this, too. He confirmed that they're training troops and that it was indeed to aid the police with the problems that the police cannot handle. He told me that he is planning on getting out of California as soon as possible. Also, a friend of mine went target shooting in the National Forest last week and told me, this is in California, that the fish and game was searching vehicles and taking all weapons if ammo was present. They are out of control. A line needs to be drawn in the sand and say, and we've said, say no more and don't cross or else. Now, let's get to the poster campaign. Look, you did not start that campaign. You reported on a campaign. Now, whoever started the Joker poster understands the value of an image and the statement that an image can make over all the arguments in the world. We saw the movie V for Vendetta. The thing that I think is riling the powers that be is now is that the whole country is being brought into this. And I was listening to the news broadcast and the man saying that whoever is responsible for this, listen, you did not start this campaign. And the police asking whoever started it to please turn themselves in is like basically the most inane statement in the world. Because, Alex, let me share this with your listeners. I am so concerned, so worried about the next 2 to 3 weeks. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is not hyperbole when military is training all across the country.
And by the way, I'm going to stop you, Steve. This is not your opinion. I keep getting emails saying you and Steve are making this up. The Pentagon has announced that they've got Homeland Brigades for domestic ops, and the governors were in the Associated Press. In fact, print that again for me. On Sunday, saying, we don't like the Department of Defense power grab. What is this martial law? And they've already threatened Congress with martial law, and they're having military drills, and the governor of Tennessee said, stop it, and the Pentagon said, sit down and shut up. This is really going on. The time for denial is over.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you something, Alex. The difference is now we're no longer warning. We're giving up-to-the-minute reports until the time they shut you off, until the time they shut me off. Ladies and gentlemen, neither Alex Jones or I or anybody else is suicidal. So that's just total BS. And I want that clear, that the identification, vilification, now you're being vilified. Next step, Alex, is nullification and then destruction. But I'm saying this to all the devils that are out there. You have absolutely everything to fear from the living God and nothing to fear from the truth, except the fact that you'll be exposed. And, Alex, I'm telling you point blank, you don't know this, but there is a cadre of intercessors. I'm talking about people who really do know how to pray, who really do pray, praying for your safety, my safety, and our safety, that people will get it. Now, the shills from hell, okay, who send you those statements saying that it's our opinions. I don't spend hundreds of thousands of dollars like you do a year to basically go out and post my opinion. We post news stories. We post editorials. We post blogs. We detail, detail, detail. The thing that's different about us and the shills is the shills only watch the vomit brokers on mainstream TV or those inane lady reporters. They think somehow they've got it together. So, you know, when I get the emails, you and Alex or you and me individually together, whatever, the bottom line is those are either disinformation agents or just denialists. And, Alex, we are now at a full-scale red alert. There are too many things happening. There are too many activities.
Steve, stay there. I agree with you. I mean, I've been saying get ready for them to demonize the militias. That's in preparation for staged terror attacks. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you now seeing? We are entering the vortex right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Take care, my friends. When you go, you go. Death's 100%. But what lives forever is your deeds. And I'm just so thankful that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Steve Quell's our guest. Going back to him in a moment. Even though all this craziness is going on, we continue spreading the word like we never have before. And we've got the white ones, the black ones, they're all in. We've sold out last week. We've got more in. The black ones are actually the best seller right now. The second best seller are the white ones with socialism on them. The black ones with fascism are the number one seller, but here it is. I meant to wear one of these today. I will tomorrow. But I like to wash shirts first before I wear them. Socialism, there it is. You see, when they came out and said it should be illegal to put these up and the person should be arrested a week and a half ago, I said, well, I'm going to stand up for the First Amendment. We'll put up some free flyers, ask folks to print them up, put them out. People said you ought to do a contest. We said, okay, whoever puts up the most in public legal places, you'll win $1,000, second place $500, third place $200. And that contest and the rules are up on InfoWars.com. Big banner right there. And then I started getting demonized by publications and news for it, and now they're saying I need to get arrested. Not just whoever put them up in Florida, but I need to be arrested. And it's always some foreigner, can't even speak English, saying, arrest him now. I mean, these people make me sick. Well, ladies and gentlemen, next they'll want to arrest you for this shirt. We've got to not give in to the chilling effect. We've got to take action and say no to them and their system. Because if you don't stand up for something, you will lose it. And on the back, it's got Infowars.com. There's a bunch of different variants. One just says Infowars.com. Some say in the Fed. Some of the T-shirts say wake up before it's too late or stop the criminal, Infowars.com. So a bunch of different variants in black and white. They say fascist. They say Infowars.com. They say New World Order. They say socialism. You know, whatever your view is, all these are bad isms. We've got the shirts, ladies and gentlemen. We do tell folks, like we've been saying from the start, be sure you put this in areas that are legal and lawful to post them. According to this Florida town, you can't put it on a power pole. You can put a lost cat up. You can put a yard sale up. You don't put something unflattering. That is illegal. Worshipping the president is the only way. Our veterans have fought and died so that you don't have free speech. But again, and then there's all the films you can also get at Infowars.com, not just the T-shirts. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Generation RX about the drugging of the kids, Endgame, the whole eugenics plan, Anthrax War about the race-specific bioweapons, the Obama deception that you heard Steve Quayle talking about. Get them all at Infowars.com or watch them in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we even have the evil Gadsden flag, don't tread on me, with Infowars.com on the back. The establishment really hates this, and this is how we fund our operation to continue standing up against the New World Order. Speaking of supporting people, folks need to support Steve Quayle. His website is stevequayle.com. Just Google Steve Quayle, best-selling author and researcher. We'll tell you about those before he leaves us. Okay, enough of my interruptions, Steve. I want to take calls in the next hour when you're on with us. Continuing what you're saying, the next few weeks, next few months, red alert. He's losing a couple of percentage points a week. I heard a rebroadcast. I said a day. I say things wrong sometimes, but always correct it. He's gone from 80-plus points, slowly dropping the last 2 weeks, losing 2 or 3 points a week. Most polls show him in the mid to low 40s. The ones they throw around say 50, 49. Gallup, Rasmussen shows below 50. What are they going to do? I mean, he's a puppet, but he's the puppet they've got their whole agenda behind. So I see them having to stage a terror attack or a shooting or something to demonize these grassroots people that are coming. And, you know, they open up the doors and 95% of people are booing and screaming and saying, I'm not partisan. I wasn't paid to come here. I don't want cap and trade. I don't want socialist health care. Obama's lying. He's been caught lying about what's in the bill. People have gone over that now. I mean, I see a total loss like I've never seen of confidence in this criminal and his controllers. And that's why I see them now. I knew they were going to have to come out and say militias and gun owners are going to kill you. The DHS report is real. The veterans are evil. Now they're saying that the veterans are white supremacists and are going to bomb federal buildings. They did that last time before they bombed themselves. So that's why I see us going into total red alert. Steve Quayle.
Well, we are at red alert, Alex. And the things that lend me to believe that or lead me to believe that is the fact of paratroop drops in the rain north of Cincinnati. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, WAFB Channel 9 talking about the parachute drops. I mean, not only that, but I'm getting reports from Indian Gap Town, the base up in Pennsylvania, about just massive, and I'm talking massive, they're training 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Foreigners, the last group in there was from Chile. And they're, guess what? They're training them all and going house to house to take away the guns. Now, I want to share something with everyone. I am so absolutely in a period of turmoil because when I say this, is you can no longer just go by the information, waiting for more information. You've got to get prepared. And I'm telling everybody I know, Alex, I dealt most of yesterday with people telling me, they've got to get out of where they're at. I'm telling people that they'd better start moving now. If you live east of the Mississippi, you should be looking at the mountain places where maybe some old tourist hotels. When I say old, tourist hotels that are unoccupied during the fall. Or in the winter, go up and rent a place. But get out of where you're at, if especially you've got high visibility. I can tell you this, the veterans that have heeded my warning, and there are certain things I don't say publicly that they know that can be validated through their own channels. A lot of them have already left the country. I will tell your listeners this. Now, look, it's not what I pretend to know. It's that people who do know let me know when I'm on, because contrary to popular belief, there are still some great people out there that are fighting behind the scenes and dying behind the scenes to basically bring the information to the public. There has been a war declared on the intelligence community of years ago, especially those that still believe in the Constitution, still believe in their oath, and the Constitution now is vilified. In these town hall meetings, you cannot bring up the Constitution. You bring up the Constitution, that's a one-way ticket out of the meeting, usually by pretty burly thugs. You can count on, ladies
and by the way, we're seeing them beat up women, beat up men, beat up blacks that are against Obama, because they really don't like that image. They want to make it that it's all racist to divide us. Grabbing old men was on TV with Spector, and then saying that we're the ones doing it when on video it's them.
Well, I think that people have got to understand something. They control the images. They control the speech. That's why they hate free speech. Because, see, Alex, what's happening now, people have finally been able to say, look it, I no longer have a job. I no longer have my 401k IRA, where I used to have enough money to retire on, and now I'm being told I may get to die at 65 because of a health panel. And by the way, it's interesting, isn't it, that even they...
Those death panels are in there. I've got videos, we played them, of Rahm Emanuel's brother saying that he's a bioethicist board. They say in the documents that they're going to ration care.
Well, and again, ration care... That's eugenics, my brother. That is absolutely what's going on. And by the way, they hate that word. See, they accuse anybody who says, look what they're doing is being Nazis. And I can say, by the way, your wording is out of a direct speech given by Dr. Mengele. In one case, it was. So when I see these people saying that anybody who is contesting their do what we say, not as we do. Oh, okay, will you take the health care provisions offered? Even the president himself wouldn't answer that question. So you see, the elitists and the socialists, let's just get rid of that socialist word. The communists, the Luciferians, are absolutely livid that their plan to implement this cannot be done as quickly or as seamlessly as they thought. That's why you've got the U.S. military preparing for total civil uprising. That's why you've got thousands of snipers being trained at San Luis Obispo for the eventual uprising. That's why the local police are being told that Vietnam veterans and all veterans are potential terrorists, that, you know, people that quote the Constitution, Bill of Rights. How dare we? Well, listen, we dare. And what we're trying to do is save your rear ends in the whole battle, because let me share this, Alex. It is a given that once the powers that be have utilized local law enforcement, National Guard, and willing military, they all die too. And that's what we're fighting for. You see, we're trying to not only fight evil against those who are coming against everything that freedom is based on, but we're also trying to protect their families. And like the law enforcement officer who sent me that letter stated, he knows, 35-year veteran in law enforcement, that they're going to use his family, first of all, as a hostage, and then basically they're in the targets too. It's problematic. It's absolutely astonishing to me that that most people do not get the fact of the lateness of the hour. I get emails right now while I'm on the air with you. Are you going to put up your red screen? My red screen will simply say, it is time to head to the hills. This thing is on. Go for it. Do I know that they'll keep the Internet up? No. And again, what I'm trying to do, Alex, is just, see, the difference is that there is no... When I say this, there is no hope of turning it around in my eyes. There is a hope of getting people to recognize that they need to turn and repent. See, in across the land, there is not one voice, maybe one or a couple, saying that people need to repent in this land. If people would repent, turn back to God, then things could be different. But I don't see that. And see, the deal is that just withstanding the New World Order, you cannot stand against a supernatural force in human force. It cannot be done.
And well, Steve, you're right, but in every other nation, tyrants take over and they do this, and they really are building FEMA camps. They really are admitting Northcoms to take over the governors. I really do have The Hill and the Associated Press, governors oppose DOD emergency powers. A bipartisan pair of governors is opposing a new Defense Department proposal to handle natural and terrorism-related disasters. contending that a murky chain of command could lead to more problems than solutions. But they're really whitewashing this. They're whitewashing it.
Look, the deal is that we're all hearing, and when I say we're all hearing, your sources are different than mine. People feed you, feed me, but there are people that I know that you've never met and vice versa, or just people that are anonymous.
Well, it's not even that. They're openly announcing that the main target is the governors in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act.
I agree, but you see, Alex, that when you and I say that, even though you print it up on your info or put it up on your Infowars.com site, I put up on SteveQuayle.com, doesn't matter if George Norrie has you or I or anybody on, it's that the people that absolutely go to work from 9 to 5 or basically looking for a job from 9 to 5 are not getting the true news, because that's why they're putting the full court press on to vilify.
And but what I'm saying is there's no doubt the feds are trying to take over, but this is not Russia, Tsarist Russia, or, you know, the poor peasant, Chinese
right,
culture,
but
good people, but they'd always been slaves. This Soviet takeover, and that's what it's more akin to, isn't going to work with all these guns. And I see their whole agenda stalling. I see them staging terror attacks just to maintain and hold on, Steve. You're saying you really think they're going to still go for a hot war?
Absolutely. Absolutely they're going for it. Absolutely. Because, look, Alex, you don't start killing generals in the National Security Agency, and for the people that are not aware, they have a military hierarchy in the NSA. You don't start killing them when some of them break ranks and say, look, we're not going to partake in the death of 25 to 50 million Americans. It's interesting, isn't it? Henry Kissinger's an old guy, but he said basically old people have got to go. In other words, they've got to be put away. Listen, these are Kissinger quotes. You could do a whole show on nothing but quotes of the elitists, and still people would say, well, gee, I don't know if they're really serious.
Yeah, Obama this morning got up with Sotomayor and lied and said, you know, there's nothing in there to restrict your health care when it's in there.
Right. Well, forgive me, but I doubt he's read it. And then based on, some of the statements coming out of the senators and congressmen who have voted for it, they have passed it in whatever level of the House. The bottom line is it still behooves them to read it. And I think that Arlen Specter making the statement that people who are showing up at these meetings don't represent mainstream America, that's the biggest mistake they made. The military knows good and well they represent mainstream America. But it's the illusion of the politicians that have been bought and have been basically compromised.
Look, it's simple. A bunch of offshore banks came in, took over. Their philosophy is eugenics. That's their excuse to do what they do. The very banks funded Hitler, Stalin, Mao on record. I've had top historians on. It's a historical fact. Carol Quigley, Georgetown's political science head, Bill Clinton's mentor, wrote for the State Department and CIA a true history from the 1920s to 1968 called Tragedy and Hope. Rothkopf writes books. Rockefeller writes books. They all brag. And I want the military and police that aren't awake yet and the public to know, you can differ about when they're going to launch it or what's going to happen or what's going to go on. The globalists have said they want a hot revolution. They want to kill people. They want to line people up and shoot them. They want to have all their stupid fluoride head guys in uniforms, you know, their youth brigades running around. You cannot make the magnitude of this up. It's happened everywhere else. They want to do it here. And listen, this is real. They really want to do this. They really have passed a hate bill to restrict free speech. They really are trying to pass the Cyberbullying Act that says if you hurt their feelings, you're arrested. They really are building FEMA camps. And Steve Quayle, I want to shift gear to the flu, because the only thing I think they can launch in October, November that will give them the cover they need, on top of blowing up federal buildings and blaming on us, the only thing they can do to be able to get this through is going to be the flu. And they're saying we're at level 6. They're saying forced inoculations. They're saying the Army is going to forcibly inject us. I then get emails saying I'm making it up saying this. I'm reporting CNN, Fox, ABC. We played the clips. But because I don't say it's all wonderful, then I'm the one reporting all this. No.
Well, right.
I
want to share something, Alex. I spent a good, pretty much the better part of last decade, 10 years, basically cataloging, investigating, researching the deaths, the leading bioweaponers and the molecular biologists, immunologists, any virologists, and 100 reasons why you should believe that what we're saying is true. The dead who's who in the world of bioengineering. David Kelly's death in itself, head of Porton Down, Ministry of Defense, British is it that it just seems to come along at the same time as an international financial disaster?
There's no doubt. We've been telling people that these cloned viruses are connected in with these companies that are killing people in secret trials. Then we put the London Telegraph up, how they're giving it to homeless people, and it's they'll give it to 100, and 23 will die. I mean, you can't make up a death toll like that. And then you read, in fact, let's get to this now when we come back. Well, we'll finish your point, and I'm going to get to this. The German press is reporting this. I mean, my God, they're going to inject us with weaponized cancer virus? Go ahead.
The thing that people have got to understand is this, is that, look, everything I'm saying, I back it up. Everything you're saying, you back it up. But even when we use their sources, then they criticize the messenger. The ad hominem attack is absolute prima facie evidence they cannot attack the information. They have to attack the messenger.
Well, I just want everybody listening. I mean, do you have some golden ticket from the elite to get out of all this? I mean, we're all together. I mean, there's 6,000 elitists, according to the head of the Kissinger Group. That's all. If you're not part of that 6,000, folks, you should stand with humanity. Don't say you haven't been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We're going to get the articles updated that are on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the artist who did the famous street art. Andre the Giant has a posse, and then everybody copied that around the country and the world tens of millions of times. Then he came out with Obey clothing line. People called him a sellout, but get your political message out. unfortunately, it's like communists. You got to love it. It's a communist that makes tens of millions of dollars and has clothing shops, but that's actually David Rockefeller. You know, his granddaddy said competition's a sin, but that's a side issue. We're happy he's making money. The issue is he just shouldn't then want to put us in FEMA camps. But the guy that made the Obey signs is the one that made the famous archetypal image of change. And then Barack Obama sent him a thank you letter. Dear Shepard, I would like to thank you for using your talent and support of my campaign. The political message involved in your work have encouraged Americans to believe they can help change the status quo. Your image has a profound effect on people, whether seen in a gallery or on a stop sign. Oh, Obama wants them to put his image on stop signs, which they were. In fact, that's what we do. We write articles showing Obama stuff and Obama stickers on stop signs, and I've even seen them on mailboxes, and we show that. So, oh, these criminals are just incredible. See, they want their speech, but they don't want you having yours or on a stop sign. I am privileged to be part of your artwork and proud to have your support. I wish you continued success. Barack Obama, signed by Barack Obama. They are just such hypocrites with all these newscasts. And Drudge posts the posters we put out with Infowars.com, the Joker, our variant of it that's gone viral with our audience taking action. We commend you. And they put it next to a swastika that wasn't part of our image. They're trying to set us up, folks. The Southern Poverty Law Center hit us this morning and hit us hard. The AP hit us. They're coming after us. You know why? Mainly because we're talking about this. Now, this is on German TV, German radio. We have the reports up on Infowars.com. Does virus vaccine increase the risk of cancer? Then they go on to admit cancer viruses. We're going to talk to Steve Quayle right now about this. The swine flu vaccine has been hit by a new cancer fears after a German health expert gave a shock warning about the safety. Lung specialist Wolfgang Wadering, I want him on, has said that there are many risks associated with the vaccine for the H1N1 virus. See, these new advanced genetically engineered viruses are really nanotech, folks. They're very... The new generation is like the Gardasil. All those girls it's killing, just Google Gardasil deaths, and you'll watch them, blood pouring out, everything. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. He has grave reservations about the firm Novartis, who they're the really scary folks, scarier than Baxter, who are developing the vaccine and testing it in Germany. The vaccination is injected with a very hot needle, Woodarg said. The nutrient solution for the vaccine consists of cancerous cells from animals, and we do not know if there could be an allergic reaction. Yeah, we know from the 1920s research the Rockefellers funded. We know what's in it. Just like Bayer knew that what that HIV and hepatitis would do in Factor VIII. That came out in their own documents. They did it on purpose. Why would you do that? Because they're psychos, folks. But more importantly, some people fear that the risk of cancer could be increased by injecting the cells. The vaccine, as Johannes Loewer, president of the Paul Ehrlich Institute, has pointed out, can also cause worse side effects than the actual swine flu virus. That's the plan. We've got 1 minute before we go to break, but Steve Quayle, I mean, this is exactly what you and others have been saying.
Well, again, no one's been saying it longer than I have, and the Spanish flu being recultured and brought into the equation. It's not H1N1 that's the issue. It's not even swine flu. It's the biological cocktail that these guys have concocted to destroy 5.5 billion people. By the way, they had a close.
Stay there. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.